your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
And transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey. Welcome to Friday's show. We got a good one today. Morning, studio!
Morning!
I always come in and a couple of stories that always kind of, you know, tickle my fancy, I like to start with. And sometimes I'll binge watch these shows. Here you go. This is a binge watching story. And by the way, a binge watch is if you watch a show, like, I would say a binge would be three shows at a time. Two is just you're just catching a couple episodes. But if you do three, would you consider that a binge watch, Amy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Making a habit of laying around for that long can raise your chance of having things like heart disease and diabetes. Mm. It may change the way your body uses sugar and fat. It can also raise your odds of getting a blood clot in your leg. They say if you binge watch, drink plenty of water to avoid all this. Now, that being said, I hear all of those bad things. Yeah, I'm still cool with it. I love binge watching shows.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I get some time... That's three. What's a binge watch to you, Lunchbox?
Oh, I would say if you watch more than three episodes in a sitting.
So yeah. More than three. Do you need to hit four?
Yeah, you got to hit four.
That's it. I'd say three. Lunchbox says four. Amy?
I mean, yeah, three or more. That's my wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm laying there for that long, I mean, is anybody else consider any? I feel like anything like... If someone say, you have to at least get to six to consider it a binge, that would be crazy.
Morgan, number two, you're young. What's a binge watch for you?
I would say it's like a full weekend of binging. Like, I'm going to finish the whole show.
See, there you go. See, Amy, we knew it. We knew the youngsters would come in
so
there.
So watching three or four is just a typical Tuesday?
But yeah.
And it depends if it's an hour show or a half hour show.
Yeah. Oh, to be 24, 25 again. I'm sure, yeah, back in the day before I had kids and stuff, that would be amazing. But now, like, maybe even I'm going to say two episodes in a row is a binge.
Amy's like 15 minutes of a show.
You actually watch a whole show in one sitting.
There's a story, too, about, you know, laying in bed. NASA's offering $19,000 to stay in a bed for 60 days.
Oh, yeah, that seems like... You don't get to get up?
NASA and European Space Agency are offering $19,000 to subjects willing to spend 60 consecutive days lying in bed. They said the study, which aims to analyze the effects of long space flights on astronauts' bodies, calls for 12 men and women to spend 60 days lying in a bed. The study, dubbed AGBRESA, which means artificial gravity bed rest, will look at the potential benefits of artificial gravity. 19 days. That's, I mean, it preparing, and then you have to lay in the bed for 60 days. I think you use the bathroom in the bed. Not in the bed, but like as you're laying down.
Okay.
I'm down.
I'm not.
At my stage of life right now, I'm not. I have a job to do. I have a good job. I have a job with, you know, I have to. But you'd have asked me this 10 years ago, I'm down. 60 days for $19,000? If I didn't have a job, I would be totally down with that. So that's so much to talk about today. I know on Monday's show, someone on the show is going to share a big life-changing announcement. There's someone in this room that's going to have a life-changing announcement on Monday's show. And I kind of can't wait for that. Because, yeah, that's all I'm going to say for now. But Monday's show, big life-changing announcement.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
If you listened to the show yesterday, you know, we talked a little bit about the wedding I'm going to today. But the post-show, pre-show, I encourage you, even if you hear the whole show, go back and listen to the post-show, pre-show. Because we just turn the mics on and talk about anything that comes to our mind. Sometimes it's a half hour of us just talking. And so, search Bobby Bones Show On Demand on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And by the way, it's free. It's free. And we were talking about the wedding that I'm going to today. And first, Amy was going to be my date. And then Amy's kids had some things. She couldn't find a babysitter. And so she's like, I can't go. And I'd already reserved this spot. And they have a place setting and food and the all the things. So I said, okay. So this other girl that I know is a friend. I was like, hey, why don't you come? And she was like, oop, can't. Got a bachelorette party in Iceland. I was like, well, that's an interesting way to turn me down. But got it. On the post-show, pre-show, I said, hey, Morgan, number two, why don't you come to the wedding? She said, can't. Got a Kelly Clarkson concert. So I said, okay. So then this other girl, who I'd only met at the gym a couple times, but I know her a little bit, she's going to go with me today. I've never spent any time with her other than like a few seconds at the gym. And we'll see how that goes. But a little bit, I hope it's not awkward. She said, I texted her last night. I was like, hey, she was like, I'm a great plus one. Don't worry about it.
Oh, well, that's good that she's confident in her ability. I mean, I feel like she'll understand if you're talking to other people. She's not going to be clingy. She can take care of herself. She's obviously friendly. That's good.
So that's happening, and we'll give you the update on Monday. I know Eddie and Lunchbox. Are you guys both going to the wedding?
Yeah.
Yep. Can't wait to meet her.
Yeah. Can't wait to talk to her.
Oh, man. Okay,
I got a lot of questions.
Bobby, I'm sure they'll handle...
Yeah.
Any times where you're busy, they'll handle.
Yeah.
We'll take care of her bones.
Yep.
Why
are y'all's wives going?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we got questions for her. Yeah.
What? Like what?
Don't worry about it. I'll bring you the audio Monday.
No. No. That's not a thing. We're not hidden miking the wedding. I can't start worrying about if I bring people around, they're going to be hidden mic'd for the show. That's off limits.
What if I just bring the mic out? Like, no. It's no hidden.
Off limits. No recording. She's not signed up for this.
Well, there goes the fun police.
No. None of that. Amy, I have a question about this woman. She's a superhero, I think. Like, real life. Do you see this?
No, I haven't. What's her
Doctors
power?
Have identified a woman who has a mutation, and she doesn't feel pain or stress.
Wow. That's...
Isn't that basically a superhero?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's like a... blessing, but also if you don't feel stress and pain, then do you appreciate when you feel really good? I don't know.
Joe Cameron, 71. How about that? You just find out and you're 71. Kind of a sucky time to find out.
But, well, I mean, maybe she's just now finding out she's a rare being, but for 71 years, she's just been like, I don't feel pain or stress. Like, la, la, la.
She has experienced broken limbs, cuts and burns, and childbirth. No pain.
Oh, my gosh. No pain during childbirth? That's amazing.
Amy, listen to this. She says sometimes she leans on the stove. She doesn't feel it. Oh. Only the smell of burned skin.
See, that's bad.
I think that's why pain exists.
So you know. Well, yeah. But then, if she doesn't experience stress, do we know if she experiences like emotional pain or heartache?
I do think that happens.
Okay.
Yeah, she said that she never panics. Once she got into a car wreck, a van driver ran her off the road. She climbed out of the car, which was in a ditch, and she started comforting other people and like pulling other people out of the car because she knew even if she was hurt, she was still able to move.
Yeah, because she didn't feel it.
She only noticed bruises and broken bones later.
Wow.
That's a superhero, right?
Basically.
Not basically. That's like that you have a... If she learned... Like Batman was just rich. This woman actually has a thing.
Well, so we need to get her a costume.
Well, she's 71.
She could live 30 more years.
Short-lived.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Our producer, Raymundo, from The Glass Room with the news. Raymundo, what you got?
Yeah, in March Madness, 12 teams remain. Games continue tonight. After this weekend, we'll be down to our Final Four in Minneapolis. In other news, WOW Airlines shut down for good. All WOW airline flights have been canceled. A lot of people have been stranded at the airport because of this. And finally, in Madison, Wisconsin, the mystery winner of that $768 million Powerball jackpot has not come forward yet. Whoever you are, you have 180 days.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Here's a dumb debate of the morning. Who gets to pick the music, the driver or the passenger? Is this hotly contested? We're having this conversation last night. Who gets to pick the music? You get in the car, is it the person who's driving or is it the person that's not driving and it gets to pay attention to everything else?
Hmm.
You ever thought about that?
Because I haven't, because these days my kids pick the music.
Yeah. There's only two people in the car according to this story.
Okay.
The driver and the passenger. Who runs the radio?
I feel like the passenger should put on whatever the driver wants.
Who runs the radio, the driver or the passenger?
Like turns the dial? Or picks it?
Picks the music.
Either, it doesn't matter.
The driver picks it.
The driver picks it
because they're the ones driving.
You seem torn.
I am torn because I feel like the passenger should also be the fun DJ. You know, mix it up. Okay, fine. I'll go with what we have to do. Okay, I'm never the driver if my husband's driving. He always drives.
Well, obviously.
You can't. Yeah, you're not good.
So I'm the passenger, and I pick the music.
Okay, so
me.
You're changing your answer to the passenger.
Yes, I'm
the
official final answer.
Okay. Yeah. Lunchbox, there are two people in the car, a driver and a passenger. The dumb debate of the morning, who picks the music, the driver or the passenger?
This might be the easiest one you've ever asked us. It's the driver. The driver is the one that needs to be zeroed in on the road and needs to be awake and alert and need to be having a good time, like enjoying the music. So they control the music. The driver is in charge, and I drive in my household, so guess who picks the radio? This guy.
Everybody's just going with their own, what they do.
But I'm just telling you, that's how it works. You control. If you are driving, you get to control the music because you have to stay awake.
All right, we're all tied up at 1-1. Let's go over to Morgan number 2. She's 25. What do you think about this?
I'm going totally with the driver.
Yeah?
Yeah, I choose the music because if I'm driving, I'm focused on the road, and that's the one thing I get to do. I don't get to be on my phone. I have to listen to music, so.
Does anyone else pick the passenger?
No,
because I go driver, too.
You do? Yeah. Don't look at me.
I go driver.
So I'm the only one?
You are, but that's okay. You're a fun DJ. So that's what we all want,
right?
That's right. Yeah. So the dumb debate, the winner is the driver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because you're in control.
That's right. It's your car. At that moment.
Yeah. Yes. Well,
yeah, maybe. Yeah. No, my husband drives my car.
Wait, so when you drive, even your car?
If we're going somewhere in my car, he's driving.
Your husband still drives?
Yes.
Your car?
Yes, duh.
That's not a shock. The guy drives in every relationship. The
no,
woman sits
right. Not always.
Oh, I didn't. I don't.
What?
No, if it's my car, I'll drive. It's her car,
never
she drives.
You've never been married.
Oh, yeah.
You're
yeah,
not
but
married.
I've had a girlfriend. You don't have to be married to have a shit right car.
Yeah,
you've never lived with somebody. You don't
okay,
share.
But you don't have to live.
Yeah, I think your argument about being married is it's just in a relationship.
Together. Okay.
My last girlfriend, if it was her car, she drove.
That is
my
so
car,
weird.
I drove.
There is no chance. Like,
well, because insurance purposes.
I don't have some weird, like, I'm a man. I have to drive.
Bones, you trust a woman driving?
Exactly. Yeah. What I'm saying.
Yes, I do.
Okay, and
yeah,
that's not why my husband, my husband's
no,
not driving. No, it's not. It's not that I'm a woman. He just doesn't think I can drive. It's nothing
if you
to
had
do
a wiener or not, you could drive. Yes.
Right. Exactly.
That'd be weird, though.
That would be weird.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Was your house on a reality show?
I guess so, because a woman knocked on my door and said, oh my gosh, is this the house that was on this like renovation TV show? And I was like, I don't know, was it? She goes, it was. I recognize it for sure. I just had to knock on the door and see if the inside was still the same and if the furniture was here and who the people were. And I literally thought she was about to ask if she could just come in and get a tour.
Okay, and this is not meant in any way, good or bad, but it's not like you have a big, crazy house.
No.
Where someone would remember, like...
But there's some stuff that's... No, my house is very normal, but there's a few things that are distinct about it to where I'm like, okay, maybe she is right, because she's like, no, I was driving by, and I wouldn't miss it. I know that this is the house, and, I mean, it was renovated, and we bought it from someone,
what
and
show?
It was fully staged. I don't know.
Lunchbox thinks your house was getting cased, though.
Yeah, absolutely. They're not going to just...
She was like 65 years old.
Oh, so old people don't rob?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, maybe she was old. And then, like, somebody was driving her in the car.
Oh,
and they
exactly.
were just sitting in the street, and they were just, like, smiling.
And were they young?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What do you know? They send the old person to the door. Hey, check it out. See what we got.
They
send
and they distract me at the front door while someone's going around back to check out
but
things.
But the young people come back later and get the big stuff. They know that she marks down what the big stuff is, and the young person comes.
Well,
you're about to get snatched up.
It definitely was like she rang my doorbell, and then I kind of peeked. I did not know who it was, so I didn't answer. And Stevenson's about to run my son to the door to get in. I'm like, we don't need to answer the door right now. Like, we don't, it's fine. We don't know these people. It's fine. She rings it again. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like,
she's not giving up.
I'm like, maybe something is wrong. So finally I'm like, ugh. So I answer the door, and then she's like freaking out because like I'm someone famous and I'm not, but she thinks that maybe I'm the person from the reality show. And I was like, ma'am, I'm so sorry. I was like, but we bought this house and it's totally different. Like nothing's the same. So I don't know what to tell you.
Well, two things. One, what if she knows you from the radio show and would just use that excuse to come?
No.
You don't think so?
Nope.
Okay. Two.
Nope.
did she want to come in and look at stuff?
Yeah,
right?
I was going to say, did you
give her
a tour?
She was waiting for the invite.
See?
She was kind of like,
waiting
you know,
for the invite. She was looking in while you were talking to her?
She was looking past your...
She goes, I just have to know. And then I'm like, who sees a house on a TV show and then knocks on the doorbell twice? And then out of... She was just saying, I just had to come ask you if you still had the furniture that was used to stage the house.
Yeah, because I want to steal it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Maybe Lunchbox is right. Maybe I was being cased. But either way, it was bizarre. And when I shut, I was even on a phone. I was on the phone. It's another reason why I didn't want to answer the door for somebody I don't know, because I was on a call. I had Stevenson and my kids. So I'm on the phone. So my friend on the phone heard the whole thing. And when I shut the door, my friend was like, you have the weirdest things that happen sometimes. I'm like, yeah.
How can you track back to see if your house was on a reality show? There are only so many shows that
could
have been, right?
Oh, there's a lot.
I guess I could go ask my realtor, and if she could ask who we bought it from.
That's a good idea.
Find out.
Yeah, because my neighbor was on Property Brothers. No one ever knocks on their door. Just telling you. Because
you're right, Bobby. There's nothing. I mean, my house isn't. I live in a very normal. Like, there's no way. And then even if I did recognize the house, I don't know that. It had to have been. I lived in the house 3 years. So the reality show had to have been 4 years ago.
You need to get investigative and find out. Find out what the show is.
So to see if she's telling the truth or if this is like...
No, I'm just curious about the house. I mean, if you get robbed, that's on you. Shouldn't answer the door. But
is that my house? Is that my house?
Mindy found it in one search in like 5 seconds.
Oh, no.
That's not it?
It looks like it, but that's not it.
Oh, no, that's Dolly. That's Dolly Parton's house.
Same color or what, Mike?
No.
Oh.
Well, let us know. But for odds, you were getting cased for robbery.
100%.
Oh, wow. I didn't go that far.
Okay, 99%.
Eddie?
I'd go 80.
Wow, that much. Amy, I would go like 22%. Like, I think there's a chance they were seeing what's up. But I don't think it's probable.
That's strange.
Okay, let's find the reality show.
Okay.
Here, we'll post Amy's email, or we'll post Amy's address on our buybones.com.
Yes.
And you can track
it. If anyone has seen this reality show,
let us know. Here's her address. All right. Hey, stop crushing candy and make the switch to Best Fiends. Hey, it's Bobby Bones here to tell you about this 5-star rated puzzle game. It's just better than other puzzle games. Don't miss out. Best Fiends is not your average puzzle game. And once you play it, I think you'll agree. Trust me when I say that Best Fiends is just fun. Use your brain as you solve thousands of puzzles, collect tons of characters. If you're sick of playing the same old puzzle game and you want to try something new, go and download Best Fiends right now. No other game like it. And if I can't convince you, maybe the over 90 million downloads of Best Fiends will. There's a reason why Best Fiends has this many downloads. And once you play, you're going to love it. One of the reasons we love it on the show is because it's just so much fun. You don't even need Wi-Fi to play. So it's perfect while you're traveling. Make the switch to Best Fiends, the 5-star rated puzzle game. Again, it's not like all the other puzzle games. Download Best Fiends for free from the Apple App Store or Google Play today. That's Friends without the R, Best Fiends. Friends without the R, Best Fiends.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Reba McEntire shared some candid advice on what it takes to make it in country music. And one of the big things is that you have to stay away from home a lot and miss things with your family, but you can't look back and you can't live on regrets.
You gotta travel a lot. You don't make it be an artist, you gotta go do a lot of crazy stuff and wake up early and leave early. And yeah, it's not a life for everyone. I do agree with that. All right, what else, Morgan number 2?
We've got 3 new country albums out today. George Strait's album Honky Tonk Time Machine is out. Here is Every Little Honky Tonk Bar.
And that's what happens in every little honky tonk bar. Friday night, it's a given. I'll be in love.
Jake Owens, Greetings from Jake. Here's the single from it, Down to the Honky Tonk.
I might not end up in the Hall of Fame with a star on a sidewalk with my name or a statue in my hometown when I'm gone. Nobody gonna name their babies after me. I might not go down in history, but
Lo Cash's album Brothers also dropped today. Here's the single Feels Like a Party.
It feels like a party. It feels like a damn good time to me. A bunch of country girls and back row boys all here to drink and sing.
There you go. 3 big musical bites for you. That's good. That's actually a pretty good selection of music out today. All right, what else?
We've got movies coming out this weekend. Disney's Dumbo with 54% on Rotten Tomatoes and Hotel Mumbai with 73% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Dumbo. Amy, you say your kids don't know about Dumbo yet.
Not really. I mean, they saw Dumbo at Disney. We rode on a ride with Dumbo, but yeah. But we'll probably take them to go see it.
Yeah. They like movies?
Of course. They
like sitting in theater?
Yes. They love it.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Morgan number two, is that it?
Yep. I'm Morgan number two. That's the skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
I love recognizing our men and women in the blue. They're out there protecting us, serving us, even saving us. A pair of police officers in South Carolina, they were in a Walmart and there was a three-year-old kid who stopped breathing and collapsed inside the Walmart. Officers Brandon White and Kirby Clappin found the little girl on the floor in the clothing section, and there was a stranger trying to help her, and they were like, okay, let us, we're trained. But really, how trained can you be on a three-year-old? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you can try all the training in the world, but when there's a little kid that's really stopped breathing. So the officers did CPR until emergency personnel arrived. The first responders got her. They kept her going with the CPR. They found a heartbeat. They were taken to all the hospital, the cops, the girl. She was saved. Everything. She wins. She lived. They saved her. And I want to recognize them for hopping in and, one, just being police officers, because there's a lot to that. Your life's on the line every day. And then you save people, and that's cool too. So officers Brandon White and Kirby Clappin, that's pretty cool. I see you. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. A woman was driving in her car about 4 a.m. She's like, it's awful dark outside. I think I'm going to light a candle. So she lit a candle in her car.
Oh.
Had it on the console. It slipped off and caught the whole car on fire.
Ooh, wow. That's just not good.
Did she wreck?
She was able to pull over and get out before she got inflamed, but the whole car went up in flames.
Pretty helpless feeling, I would imagine.
And the fire department said the car is a complete loss.
Wow. There you go. But lighting a candle in the car. I don't know.
I've never thought of that. No.
And I've thought of doing everything in the car. Everything.
Everything?
Everything.
Interesting.
All right. Thank you, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, Lunchbox, tell Amy the energy drink story.
All right. There's this teacher. He posted a picture of his tongue, blistered and peeling. He used to drink 6 energy drinks a day. And the doctor said, yeah, all those chemicals are causing you to lose your tongue. Like,
wow.
It's eating away at his tongue. Look at it.
That's so
I don't want to see
gross,
that. I don't want to.
But
I didn't need to look at it in this case.
I mean, so does he have a case to like go after the energy company?
Unless they have a
warning.
For example, do you have a case to go after cupcakes if you die of
diabetes?
Right.
No.
It's that I believe it's that same.
Yeah, I get it.
Principle.
I don't know. I was just curious. I mean, he is doing 6.
He may, but that's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Do you have a case to go after beer companies if you drive drunk?
Good point. No.
So I'm not even, I say no too, but I think those are, you know, kind of slippery slopes there. I was thinking about your Lunchbox. That Powerball ticket was sold.
I know.
$768 million in Wisconsin. One person.
I mean, just one person won, and I have to accept the fact it's a hard pill to swallow. I thought it was my time, but I guess the man upstairs doesn't believe it's my time yet.
Do you think, let me ask a question about the man upstairs, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Do you think the man upstairs is up there going, I'm so close to giving Lunchbox the lottery, but not today?
I really do. I think he decides who wins, and he picks out, like, you know, that person's been had a rough year, or this person's been really nice to people this year. I think I'm going to bless them with a win. Or people in 5 states, they all need to win, so I'm going to spread the wealth. He that's what he does, and he just hadn't decided that those balls need to bounce my way yet.
But a lot of balls have bounced your way in life. A lot.
Yeah.
Like, you have a great job. You come in and talk on the radio. Make a good living. You got a healthy baby. That's a lot of balls bouncing your way.
I understand that, but those people that win the lottery, they don't all have bad balls. Some of them have good balls, too. And so, I'm just saying, you don't have to have bad balls to win the lottery.
Yeah.
God just, the man upstairs just decides it's your time, and so I'll keep waiting.
Well, I was like, say, I'm happy with my good balls, okay?
Yeah, I mean, you probably have. I would say you have great balls.
Okay.
Out of all of us, sure, yeah.
Yeah, he has the best balls.
Yeah, for sure. I don't have any.
you've been given great balls too. You just like to acknowledge it. A man accidentally buys 2 lotto tickets and wins $33 million.
Oh my goodness!
Is busy. I wonder how his balls were before this happened.
Right.
You're so immature.
We're talking about lottery.
Balls. I know.
A man is busy counting more than $33 million after winning the lotto twice. It seems he had forgotten he had 2 entries in Tuesday's drawing. Both tickets had the same marked numbers, which he'd been playing for 30 years. Bought them separately, 2 different stores, got off work, realized that it was a winning ticket. Oh, yeah, bought that same ticket twice.
Wow.
He's going to share the winnings with his family. He will also, quote, consider retiring.
He gone. Wow.
And when he says share with his family, does he mean like his cousins and stuff, or like his wife and his kids?
I'm gonna tell you, he's got a lot more family today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like even me, like I have so many cousins I've never met because of this show.
Oh.
Like I'll go and be like, somebody be like, hey, I met your cousin Brutus in Louisville. And I was like, one, don't even know a Brutus. And don't believe I have any family in Louisville. So, yeah, he's going to have a lot of cousins. Whoa. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So, fun fact Friday. You want something from the 1800s?
Nothing screams fun like the 19th century. Go ahead.
Well, single women would put an apple slice under their arm during dances. And at the end of the night, when it was, you know, nice and sweaty, I guess, they would give it to the guy they liked. And if he felt the same way, if he was interested,
You got to be kidding me.
I had to finish it. He would eat the apple. If he wasn't interested, he wouldn't eat it. But if he took a bite.
I would have never been interested in a single girl during the entire 1800s.
I know. I thought, what an interesting way to, I mean, now aren't you so glad we just have Tinder and you swipe?
Well, no, this is what I do. I take a chicken strip. I put it in my butt. I go for a run. If there's a girl and she likes me, I'm like, that's so disgusting. That's so disgusting.
I know.
I bet they didn't even shave their armpits back then either.
Oh.
Yeah.
I bet you're right.
All right, what else, Amy?
So,
By the way, that wasn't that fun. I'm just letting you know, that wasn't that fun. I like my Fun Facts Friday to really, like, give me joy.
It wasn't a little more fun?
Okay, go ahead.
Well, that 70s show, it debuted in 1998, which was 18 years after the 70s ended. So based on that time difference, if there was going to be a That's 90s show, it would have debuted last year.
Wow.
It was kind of cool to watch. I didn't watch a lot, but the 70s show, they did a good job and it seemed so cool and like the bell bottoms. But like if we were to watch a That's 90s show, like what would people be doing?
Well, I think it would work right now. The 90s are starting to be cool now, like much like the 80s were. And we were just kind of in that. The 80s were cool. Like we were like the 80s, fine. But now that we're getting older, the 90s are kind of cool to me. Hey, Morgan, number 2, you're 25. Do you think the 90s are like a cool throwback time?
Yeah, they are for me for sure.
Yeah.
She's throwing back to like the years we lived.
I mean, that's when I was born, so that's kind of a cool year for me to look back on, I guess.
Good times.
I think 90s would be like Hammer Pants.
Early 90s, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know which part of the 90s.
Well, sorry. I was thinking, because I was trying to think of it too, like early.
Boy bands. When I just think of the 90s in general, it's like Hammer Pants, boy bands, the Dallas Cowboys.
Nice.
A
lot of Super Bowls that year.
Oh.
Yeah, just being in the mix. Like the Emmitt Smith. Anyway, whatever. The 90s. What else? Television-wise.
Friends.
Dawson's Creek. 90210.
Late 90s was Friends, though. But like Wonder Years. That
Seinfeld.
Kind of stuff. Yeah. Yeah. And Seinfeld actually started, I think, late 80s, huh? Or like 89 or something. Yeah. All right. What else, Amy?
Okay. So men get pregnancy symptoms, and it's more common than you would think. Like a study found that approximately 90% of men, have nausea, breast tenderness, sometimes severe enough to prompt them to go to the doctor because they're like, what is happening to me? And they're like, oh, well, you're just, you know, your significant other, your wife, your girlfriend, whatever's pregnant, and you're just feeling it. So I didn't know if Eddie or Lunchbox had breast tenderness when their wives were pregnant.
No breast tenderness.
Well, I think I have a little, I had pizza last night, and I don't eat pizza. Rarely. I love pizza, but I had pizza with a girl last night.
All right.
Ow, ow.
Yeah, it was pizza. That's not a euphemism for anything but pizza. And now she was like, let's get some New York pizza. And I was like, okay, great. Now I feel a little pregnant. I'll be honest with you.
Oh, bloated?
Yeah. I don't eat carbs like that. Blah.
Yeah, I know. The feeling.
Yeah.
But so. No. You're not.
And my breasts are kind of tender.
Was she pregnant?
Oh, now that boy. I think about what?
It. No. Are you starting to get some of her symptoms?
No, what else?
Okay, so no gift kids' birthday parties are definitely becoming a trend. So a lot of parents are opting to keep their children's toy collection at a reasonable amount. So they're still having parties for their kids, but they're just telling guests in advance, no gifts, no presents. It's not necessarily the kids' idea, but it's the parents that are monitoring it. And what is replacing the gifts is charitable donations.
Yeah.
Simple things that help children to be grateful for what they have and give to others.
I'll say this again, because our listeners always send me awesome gifts. I'm going to put a link up on my birthday's Tuesday to Musicians on Call. And if you want to give a buck or so or $5 in my name for my birthday, if you're thinking about sending me something, which you don't need to do, but people do, and I'm so appreciative, I would just like it if you would take that to MOC, Musicians on Call. Put that link up on the website on Tuesday.
Yeah.
But I know Lunchbox hates that idea.
Yeah, I mean, you're wasting your birthday to get presents, but hey, that's you. I mean, everybody wants presents on their birthday. That's the whole point of getting older.
Yeah, but this is a gift. This is what Bobby wants. He wants to donate
right,
to a cause
but
that
it
he cares about.
It doesn't help Bobby in any way. It doesn't give Bobby can't use those donations.
It does bring me joy, though. And isn't that what a gift is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you like to use it. Like when you get a new bike, it's like, oh, that's so awesome. I can go ride my new bike. Or you wear a new shirt. Yeah, it's so cool. Or you get a new baseball mitt and go out and play catch. You're not going to have anything to show for
it. Wow, Bobby. Dang, sorry you're not going to get a mitt and a bike this year.
When you get a new pogo stick, you just go bounce around. All right. That it?
Yeah, maybe that's my pile.
Thank you.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So it's like 12:30 a.m., like middle of the night, a woman's sleeping, but her dog is going crazy. And she's like, why are you acting this way? So she decides to get out of bed and see what the deal is. He leads her over to the window. She looks out the window and sees flames coming out of her neighbor's house.
Wow.
Her neighbor's house was on fire. So then she grabs her brother. I guess she's an older woman. I don't know. Grabs her brother. They run outside, knock on the door. They're able to get that family out. Kids are in there, by the way. Everyone got out safe and sound, and there was severe damage to the house.
That dog wasn't even protecting his own people. He's protecting the neighbors.
Yeah. That's
a good one. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Let's do the morning corny with Amy right now. Here we go.
The morning corny.
What do you call a rich elf?
What do you call a rich elf?
Wealthy.
Wealthy.
All right.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. There you go.
That was the morning corny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, Flashback Friday segment, 2001. What were you doing in 2001, Amy?
I was at Texas A&M.
Studying?
Yeah. I mean, I was a sophomore or junior in college?
What were we studying?
Ooh, at that point, I was still political science.
What?
I know. So weird, right?
What were you going
to
be?
I don't know. I thought I wanted to work in politics, but like the fun part, like conventions, I would help run them or something, like party planning for the political parties or something. I don't know.
Lunchbox 2001.
Oh, I was at the University of Texas at San Antonio, and I had two roommates. I was studying speech communication and public relations, and I was just an all-around good guy.
Not much has changed.
Not much has changed. Bobby, what were you doing?
2001, I guess all of us were in college. I was at Henderson State University. I was working full-time in radio, though. So I was working at 105.9 KLAZ, because that's how I talked on the radio. Like, I thought that was how everybody had to talk. And I'd be like, hey, welcome to the top 5 and 9. It's your host, Bobby Bones here. Number 5 tonight, we're going to get that new one here from NSYNC. And I would do that, and I'd be like, dang, I'm kind of getting it.
And then I'd hear me back and be like, I'm the worst radio person ever. And so that's kind of what I was doing. I was kind of starting to like find myself on the radio and like, oh, okay, this is how you should do it. You should talk like yourself. But also on Flashback Friday, 2001, the biggest country song on this day, 2001, was Toby Keith, You Shouldn't Kiss Me Like This.
You shouldn't kiss me like this, unless you mean it like that. 'Cause I'll just close my eyes and I won't know where I'm at. We'll get lost.
I like that one. I like Toby when he's real serious and singing ballads. That's my favorite Toby, because that's not a lot of Toby. You know, he's angry Toby, he's patriotic Toby, he's just funny songs, he's rapping Toby. Like, I like slow, it's like emotional diverse Toby. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like when Toby comes in the studio too, because he's always just kind of in your face. He's like, I'm rich. Yeah. What do you want? And we're like, yeah, at least, yeah, you're honest. We like that. The biggest pop song in 2001 on this day was Crazy Town Butterfly.
Oh, is that
Come, my lady.
Yes, it is.
Come, my lady. Come, my lady.
I'm pretty sure I'm at like some sorority party right now.
They wouldn't let us.
Oh, yeah, you're in a sorority, huh?
Yeah, Kappa Kappa Gamma.
We had not been friends in college.
I wasn't really into it, though.
But you were in one.
Yeah, I was. I definitely was.
I was such a unfairly a hater because I couldn't afford to be in a fraternity, and no fraternities wanted me because I didn't drink and I was like a geek. So I was like, I don't like them. They don't like me. I don't like them at all.
Yeah. I mean, I can see that.
As total hater. I wish I wouldn't have been. But you were kind of cool, though, and I wasn't.
Yeah. I'd probably say that.
Yeah. So that was a jam. Let's see. The biggest thing in pop culture as of today, 2001. Sean Combs announces he'd like to be known as P. Diddy. His Puff Daddy, but now he changed his name to P. Diddy.
Wow. Was he with Jennifer Lopez around this time?
I don't know who he's with that time. I don't know.
Okay, I don't know.
He said that he was given the name Puff as a child because he would huff and puff when he was angry.
Oh, that's cool.
So he went from he was Puff Daddy, now he's P. Diddy. Anyway, that was a Flashback Friday there today, 2001. You like that or no?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I do too.
I like to see where it takes me in my head.
Yeah, I used to think Puffy was the best rapper ever, and he kind of was terrible, looking back.
No.
No, his songs were great, but he even says he wasn't the best rapper. He was a producer that jumped on people's songs.
Oh, you know who I used to love, and Puffy worked with him? Mace.
Yeah, I hung out with Mace once.
Really?
It was, so.
But when he became a pastor or before?
Right after, when he went back to Bad Boy Mace. He was Bad Boy Mace, and then he went to Pastor Mace, and then he decided, I'll go be Mace, not pastor anymore.
Yeah.
And hung out with Mace a little bit. He's a nice guy. But everybody treated him like he was a novelty. It was like, oh, there's Mace with that one song.
Mm-hmm.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Low Cash.
Here they come.
How am I small town world?
There they are. The boys from Low Cash. Come on in here. Have a seat. They got a big ice chest with them. Happening here. Got an animal in there or what?
Yeah, what is that?
Look at these guys from Low Cash. Present.
I know a place and I know somebody.
Sit down, boys. Good to see you. Good to see you. Big day for you guys. Record's out today, huh?
Yeah, buddy.
We are excited. Super stoked for it.
Yeah.
It's called Brothers.
I do know that.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with that. Yeah, yeah. So, what it was, like, you guys been working on this thing for how long?
Oh, wow. This is a
couple years, really.
Yeah, 2 years.
This is really?
Yeah.
Because when we left the other label, we'll just say other label. You know, we went through a transition for about 6-7 months and then putting out, you know, Feels Like a Party. So we actually went back to this album because we started this album with that label and we had to go back to it and basically buy it from them and
you had to bring your own music back.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Here's Feels Like a Party.
It feels like a party. It feels like a damn good time to me.
Why'd you call the record Brothers?
Because we are brothers. We're not blood brothers, but we feel like brothers.
Yeah.
And everybody in the world is, you know, connected, blood or not. I mean, brothers and sisters, and trying to get through this life together and help each other along. And
I know it sounds cliche, but it's true, man. I mean, you know, especially with you know, we sing about positivity all the time, and obviously, you know, that's why we love listening to you guys. You're very positivity oriented, and this whole album is like that. Everything that we sing is like that, and we've been through a lot of rough times, a lot. and stuck by each other. And this is for everybody that, you know, has those friends, girls, guys, it doesn't matter. We're all brothers.
So this is the last record before the solo project, you're saying? No, I'm just kidding. Low Cash is here. We're going to play some of that new music in a second. I think what we'll do, though, is... Well, you guys want to do a little two-man family feud against these two?
Ooh.
You know, we went and played,
we went and
played Celebrity Family Feud as a show.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. It won't
It won't run until the summer.
We can't say the results.
I watch it like every day.
Do you ever watch Celebrity Family Feud?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, he is Family Feud everything.
You think you're good till you get up there.
I wanted to be out there with you guys so bad.
The pressure.
It's not even the pressure. It's just like, it's cool. It's so cool.
It's very cool. Awesome. You geek out. Like, you see Steve Harvey in person and you're like, can we touch you?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't really get pressured. It's just more like, holy crap, this is crazy. And then you go, and I said something really stupid, and Amy did something really stupid. The whole thing runs.
That's great, though. That's what it's all about.
Like, it's
we don't really know
show,
how it's going to come off.
Yeah,
on
we don't
TV.
Know how it's going to get edited.
We don't know.
Pulse answers.
When does it come out?
Great. In the summer. So we don't know. They haven't told
us
yet.
Wait that long?
Mm-hmm. Like June, July, August.
I've already put our team together. We already know, just in case they call someday.
Yeah.
We're ready.
Are we putting Lunchbox on the team?
You might be on the team. I'm not sure yet. Yeah, you are. Yeah. Lunchbox is on our team for sure.
Lunchbox and Amy versus the guys from Low Cash. Lunchbox, come on over here.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
Preston, if you're so good, you up first?
I feel good. Let's go.
Buzz in with your name. So say your name, right? You say your name. Put your headphones on right there.
Okay.
And I'll hit the buzzer. And so it's Low Cash versus the Bobby Bone Show. Are you guys ready to go?
Oh, yeah. Let's go,
ready.
Amy.
Born ready.
Here we go. Let's play the feud, everybody. All right. Up to the podium. It's Lunchbox.
Oh, it's me.
Versus Preston from Low Cash. Five answers on the board. Name something you fill with air.
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
Tire.
He says tire.
Yeah, number one answer.
Show me tire. Woo! Number two answer.
Whoa.
Preston, you can take the category if you get the number one answer.
Woo.
Name something you fill with air.
We're going to go with balloon, Bobby.
Yeah,
balloon.
Number one answer.
Yeah. There it is. Wow. All right,
that's
three
terrible.
Answers on the board, boys.
Terrible.
All right, coming over to you, Chris. What you got?
I'm going to say lungs.
Lungs.
Oh, good one.
Show me lungs. No.
Oh. That's so weird.
That's
how do you
one
live?
X. That's
are you
live?
Real? I have
Preston,
that.
Back
how
over
do
you to
live?
You. Name something... that you fill with air. There are three answers still on the board. Go ahead.
Man.
Something you fill with air.
Man, I want to say, gosh.
3 seconds.
The one I want to say, I can't say. Hot air balloon.
A hot air That's balloon.
Same thing. It's
I
balloon.
Know, and it's not right.
Show me a hot air balloon.
I'm going for it. We get two strikes.
Two X's.
I'm giving you time to think.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Win this round for us, Chris.
Three answers on the board, Chris. Something that you fill with air. The answer so far, balloons, number one, tires, number two.
Your house. Air condition.
Yeah.
Your house.
Maybe.
Maybe. Show me your house! No, I'm sorry. Oh. Now you guys can steal.
Oh, yeah, we're stealing it. Don't worry about it.
What is your answer? Name something you fill with air.
Are you ready? Yeah. Air mattress.
An air mattress.
Oh, come on.
Come on, guys. Go ahead and ding it.
Blew it up a few weeks ago.
Yeah, blew it up with air.
To steal with 40 points.
Air mattress.
Show me air mattress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, they're up.
Okay.
All right, let's go. Let's get Chris back up.
Can't
Chris and Amy.
Yours wasn't in there.
Now remember, you yell your name as the buzzer.
Got you.
Okay? Because Preston actually hit the table with his hand. I had no way to actually let that be a ringer. I know. Are we ready? Let's play the feud. Amy, Chris, there are five answers on the board. Name something people are afraid of.
Amy. Spiders.
Spiders.
Oh, that's a good one.
Show me spiders.
Good answer.
Number two answer.
Okay.
Go ahead, Chris.
It's okay. I'm going to go with snakes.
Number one.
Nope. That'll
show me
five.
Snakes. No.
All
right, we'll play. We'll play.
Yes, you're on the board. You're going to play. Snakes is not on the board.
Sure.
There are five answers. Lunchbox, over to you.
Death.
Show me dying.
Oh,
that's a good one. That's a good one.
Number one.
Yes.
Is that number one?
No.
Whoa.
Yeah, calm down.
Amy?
Clowns.
Clowns.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Some people are afraid of. Show me clowns. No.
What?
No. Lunchbox.
Oh, yeah. You know what? When you climb a ladder, you go up high because you're scared of heights.
Show me heights.
Woo!
That's a good
yes.
number one answer.
That is
that's
the number one. One
that's number one answer.
Good job.
Something people are afraid of, Amy.
Dogs.
What? No, I'm sorry.
Some people are.
Dogs?
Some people are. No. Some
Lunchbox, you can keep it.
Are.
Okay.
This is two strikes.
Ooh, how many answers are left?
There are three answers left.
I don't know.
Ooh, scared of commitment.
Oh. Good one! That's so good! You're so smart!
Something people are afraid of. Show me commitment.
Yeah! What?
I was going to say, if snakes aren't on there, how can commitment be on there?
There are three answers left. You guys ready?
Oh, we got it. We got it. We're stealing it.
To keep the game alive.
Yes, we're going to win this one.
What is it?
To steal the round, we're going with dark.
Scared of the dark.
Get out of here. There's so many people scared of the dark.
I thought you said darts at first.
Yeah, darts.
And I was like, that's terrible.
Show me the dark. Yes. Number four answer.
Who's scared of the dark?
The number five answer was ghosts.
Okay.
All right.
Makes sense.
One more round of the future.
Yeah!
All right.
Man, I was thinking commitment because of Bobby.
Are we ready?
No offense to the host.
Preston, Lunchbox. By buzzing in your name, because Chris hit
say,
the, Chris hit the table last
say
time.
Your name, yeah.
Say your name.
The pressure's real.
It's
the pressure's
we can
real.
Come to the real thing, guys.
Name something that friends might swap.
Lunchbox. Clothes.
Clothes.
Yeah.
Show me clothes. Yes. Number two answer.
What?
Phone numbers.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's kind
of
good.
Like the beginning of the friendship.
Raymundo, what do you think about this? Would that be phone numbers or no?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Show me phone numbers. Number one answer, phone numbers or text messages?
Come on.
There you go. All right, you guys get it? You want to run
what
it?
Are we running?
You know what? Phone numbers. Swap.
Things a friend swap.
Yeah.
Let him play.
Okay, we're going
to
let them
you're going to give it to you guys.
What? You should never pass.
Wow.
You should never pass.
Are we about to talk?
All right, you guys, three left.
I've never seen such sissies in my life.
Wow. Wow, Lokesh gave it up. All right, go ahead.
It's Amy's turn.
Amy?
Recipes.
Recipes?
Yeah.
I swap it. Because, I mean, I swap recipes with my friends.
Show me recipes.
Cooking. Please be on there.
What?
Recipes was on there?
Yes, it is on there.
I have never swapped the recipe in my life.
I underestimated this.
You know what
this.
I did? I literally just texted a cookie recipe to a friend.
You did the one and two answers.
Yes.
I can't believe this.
Okay, let's go. There are two answers left on the board. Lunchbox. Things that friends might swap.
Yep. I say spit.
Wait.
Oh,
because that means
friends.
They make out.
No. That would be friends with benefits.
Hey, I wrote spit on my hand.
I didn't agree with it,
Amy,
by the way.
I wrote spit on my hand.
Something friends might swap.
A car.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
No. Lunchbox?
They have to swap houses.
What?
Yes.
What? That's like swapping
that's
wives.
That's like TLC. It's like house
swap. Yeah, have you never seen wife swap?
Okay, no, that's all right. All right, now, if you get it right, you win.
Lunchbox
it's
is like
this.
Partners.
If you miss it, you lose.
What do you think?
Your wife.
Yeah.
He gets really specific. Your wife with your newborn baby.
Babies. Your children.
Okay, Lokesh.
Sorry, I guess I don't swap anything with my friends.
There are two answers left. Something that friends might swap. It's all up to you guys.
Go with spit.
Maybe. It's either that. Either
you
one.
Did.
Man, I hate to say swap because this isn't right, but you want to ask a friend for money, maybe?
Money could be it.
Swap money.
That was worse than house.
No, it wasn't. But.
No.
Show me money.
That's not it.
No! Yeah!
The other two answers were jokes and gossip.
Oh,
but that
gossip.
Makes our winner is the Bobby Bones Show team. There they are.
Come on, man.
Booty bump. Booty bump.
Oh, sorry.
And because you lost. We don't
man.
Play. We don't talk anymore about your record. Sorry, guys. You lost.
Goodbye.
Well, yeah, goodbye.
See you next year.
All right, Lokesh is here.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Lokesh.
All right, they're the losers on the Bobby Bones Show Family Feud this morning. But they do have a record out today, which feels like a big win, right?
It does. Yeah. It does.
What's the most emotional song on this record?
Ooh. Oh, wow. Probably, I mean, Brothers is pretty emotional. There's no really slow song except for one. And
God Thing has a lot of emotion to it.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Kissing a Girl Goodnight.
Yeah.
You just gave me three songs, boys. Okay. All right.
You be I've kissing only a girl goodnight. Time will slow down. Heart will beat fast. In that moment, nothing else matters. You'll see forever when you close your eyes. And you're kissing the girl goodnight. Holding your breath. Kissing a girl goodnight. Kissing a girl goodnight.
That's out today on the record, Brothers.
Yeah, man.
Did you guys write that one?
No.
I wrote that one.
There's three.
AJ Pruis, Matthew West, and Thomas Finchin.
It's their first cut.
So with that song, cool. Like, you hear that and you go, I love it so much, we got to take it.
Immediately.
Because you guys are prolific songwriters. You write songs for other artists.
Yes,
which
sir.
Which I think is so cool that you'll take a song that you didn't write.
And the third verse is what got us.
Why?
Because it's about kissing the girl and it's your daughter.
At the end, three. It's about.
Yeah, they brought it full circle. It was amazing.
Mm. It was a no-brainer. We both looked at each other like, we got it. As soon as the first listen.
That's what you heard. When you heard that one, you were like, that's it. We got to have this song.
I mean, we already kind of knew it. Then that verse hits you, instant tears. Yeah. And we're like, okay, we got to have this.
I'm going to play a little bit of Brothers here. And you guys wrote this one with Tyler from Florida Georgia Line.
And Corey Crowder.
I'm like lightning, you're like thunder. You got one, you get the other. Brothers. Overseas on the front lines. Watch you hold it from bloodline. All fighting on the same side for the same flag and the same rights. You guys playing the new stuff yet?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's fun?
It's awesome.
Yeah. What song do people go craziest for still?
One Big Country Song.
The new one.
On the new album, yeah.
Yeah, but the old I Love This Life. I mean, people go nuts on that.
Do you guys close with I Love This Life?
Yeah. Every night.
You could probably start and close with it, right?
Probably could.
We actually have before.
Monstrous.
We did that before.
Yeah, it just went platinum, too, which is...
Really?
Yeah.
And platinum is a million.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No, man, that's awesome,
isn't
it?
That's crazy.
You're the first one ever to play it, so it's great.
That's crazy.
Oh, because of y'all.
No, it's not. I don't like. I get uncomfortable when you say that because that's not true.
You played it at like 5 a.m. in the morning or 6 a.m. in the morning, and I woke up.
It has nothing to do with us. But that's cool that it went platinum. You guys are up for an ACM?
Yes. Yeah, super stoked about that, too. We're just honored to do it. I don't doubt we'll win it. I know who should win it, but, you know.
Female vocals of the year.
It's going to be amazing.
But a little bit like you're hoping.
You're
hoping the vote gets split by who you think's gonna win, and then you're somehow able to grab it.
I just imagine our name in that moment of silence while they're opening the envelope.
Just yell it.
That's a great idea.
Like they go, and the winner for the ACM for Vocal Duo Group of the Year is, and you go, Lokash. I promise you it'll go viral.
With a megaphone. Pull out a megaphone.
Only people to clap will be our wives.
Oh, all right, woo. Are you guys,
maybe.
You're going to Vegas for the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
It's fine. I can't be on the show because I'm doing American Idol the same night. Mm. I mean, the show's running the same night. We don't go to live shows yet. But I think I'm going to go out and I've never went out and hung.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
It's a great
place
to hang.
And not had to work. Yeah. You know? What do you guys do when you're in Vegas?
Oh, man.
You still go hard? And out of five kids, you don't go as hard?
We go hard like one out of 3 days.
Yeah. I like to gamble.
Really?
Yeah.
He's gambling.
I like to gamble.
What do you play?
Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, you play at Grandma's Slot Machine.
Oh, he does too. He does.
I do.
He will sit there for hours.
Because I will play that one a little bit, but that's an expensive one.
Well, you got to know.
Do you play the $1 one?
Sometimes. When I'm feeling crazy.
You've been playing that nickel machine too, the money cash.
I got this one called Money Rain.
Money Rain.
I got to show you.
That's actually fun. That's
awesome.
That's pretty fun.
They line up the dollar bills, and if you get like all Benjamin Franklin's or all Thomas Jefferson's or whatever, then boom, you're rolling.
It's very old lady-ish, but I like it.
Do you have a problem, Preston? Because your eyes lit up.
Maybe.
He was like, I love Wheel of Fortune.
He's already called the line.
When you hear that third Wheel of Fortune hit,
come on. And it hits on that third one, and you get to spin the wheel.
It's incredible.
And you're like, and you pull it.
Yes.
I love it too, but
I know.
Okay, we're doing Wheel of Fortune together.
Here's a One Big Country Song. This is from Lokash, their new record, Brothers, out today. We've all had a broken heart. We've all closed down a few good bars. Take a look around, y'all, tell me I'm wrong. Ain't the whole wide world just one big country song. Come on.
Come on now.
That's a good one, huh?
Yeah, I think it's next.
It should be next. That's a good one.
So.
That makes me feel good. Well, look at you guys. Yeah. Well, who gonna try to find some water when it's hot? Whether it's a pontoon, tube, or a yacht. And who ain't got a dog that they love like a brother? Got a new record out today. Got a label out supporting you like crazy.
Crazy, man. And the night it happened, we were together and we celebrated a little bit. That was awesome.
My book came out too. And the shoes you guys got me, I wear them about once a month because they're so special.
Yeah, you gotta.
One, they're super
special.
Careful
with them.
And two, you guys, you spent too much money on them.
Nah.
But I told Eddie, those ones I showed you.
Yeah. Legit.
But yeah.
Yeah, I saw those shoes you got the other night.
Check these out.
That's
what are they?
Fire up on your Instagram post.
What? Yeah, they are.
Those are sick.
They are sick.
We're all shoers.
Yeah.
Yes.
What size shoe you wear, Preston?
About 10.
Five.
Yeah. Oh, it just depends on
there.
I'm just playing.
Hey, I got to show you the shoe I'm wearing right now.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, look.
It's the new Under Armour boot. Do These are badass.
Yeah?
I don't know if I can say that word.
You can. You can say whatever you want.
Sure. Donkey.
Well, listen, yeah. I'm happy you guys are here. Congratulations on the ACM nomination.
Thank you.
You got a new record out today. You lost the feud. There's so much happening in your life right this minute.
But we lost the real feuders.
But you...
I mean...
That's true.
This is true. You guys have had preparation.
And respect.
Platinum. Platinum.
Yes.
Look at this. All right, Low Cash is here. Check out their record, Brothers, out today. And stream it, download it. Go buy the physical CD. Just check it out. And go to a show. That's what I always say. You want to support too? Go to a show.
Amen to that.
So that is. Well, good to see you, boys.
Thanks. Great to see you.
They are the guys from Low Cash.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
It's always good to have a best friend that has your back no matter what. There's these two guys. One guy needs some liver. He needs a liver transplant. His best friend goes and gets tested, says, you know what, I'm a match, and gives him a piece of his liver so he can keep on living.
When you said some liver, I thought, well, that's interesting.
Like from Luby's?
Yeah, like chicken liver.
No, right. Not like a liver.
But you're right. You don't need a full liver. You can just take a part of a liver.
Oh, yeah,
right.
No, your liver can rejuvenate.
No, that's not the word.
Regenerate.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh.
There you go. Hey, I'm not a doctor.
Neither am I, but I knew rejuvenate wasn't the word.
Oh. Sometimes anyway. I rejuvenate my skin with certain treatments.
Yeah, because the one friend was diagnosed with something, but I don't even know how to say it, so I'm not even going to try. But he needed some liver, and his best friend was a match. That's pretty cool.
Rejuvenate, Amy, would be if it's already there and you make it like, ooh,
better.
Again. Like,
your skin, I know.
Ooh, ah.
I know, but to regrow.
Regenerate's like grow, like a starfish will grow.
A chameleon's tail.
Right.
Okay, there you go.
I know.
Hey, that's a good story, though.
Sometimes
that's a good story.
I say the wrong words.
That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let me say this. There's a song by Lil Nas X called Old Town Road. Have you guys heard this controversy yet?
No.
And I tell you, before you play Raymundo on the wall, I actually like the song and I listen to it. And I just approve it. Like, I have it in my playlist here on my phone. It's like the last song that I've downloaded. Turn that music down for a second. So, just to prove, like, I like this song. That being said, Raymundo, play it from the wall here. Lil Nas X, Old Town Road.
I got the horses in the back. Horse stock is attached. Head is matted black. Got the boots black to match. Riding on a horse. Ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley. You ain't been up off that porch. Now, can't nobody tell me nothing.
Let it keep playing for a second because I have something to say about this. Go ahead.
Can't nobody tell me nothing. Riding on a tractor, lean all in my blood. Cheated on my baby, you can go and ask. My life is a movie, bull riding it. Cowboy hat from Gucci, Wrangler on my booty. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing.
Okay. So, Billboard's removed this from the Hot Country Songs chart.
Why?
Here's my problem with it. Right. Like, we hear it and we go, okay, it's a rapper. It's not country. Let me just say this. I don't think... I'm going to be the one that speaks out against them removing this from the chart. I'll go Colt Ford. Okay? Mm-hmm. He raps more than that is. Like, pull out something Colt Ford from the wall, from the thing if you can. And I like Colt Ford. Some people say Colt Ford's not country. They're like, well, he's doing country rap. Okay? Still consider country. There's a lot of country that people go, well, that's not country music. This is constantly a struggle. Now, it's a rapper. And it's hard for me to stick up for this song simply because it is a rapper doing it and kind of being funny. But it's hard to pull things. I think some people complained. According to Rolling Stone, Billboard reportedly removed the song and informed Lil Nas X's label, Columbia Records, that the inclusion was a mistake. They said it's not enough elements of today's country music. Every part of that has an element that exists in some part of country music. The big boom, boom beats. And you may not agree with it, by the way. You can say that's not country. I have no problem with people who try to classify country. Because that's going to happen. It's happened for 100 years. People told Johnny Cash he was too rock and roll. That wasn't country. People told Garth Brooks that wasn't country. Garth has sat in this room and said, oh, when I was making that, people said that wasn't country. People said Sam Hunt's not country. Like, all these things are happening. And it's okay if you agree with that. That being said, this reason is not a good enough reason. Because what elements?
boom, the big 808. That, what do you mean?
Yeah, that's what it is, 808.
Yeah, do you the lyrics? Like, you got Maren talking about Gucci. You got, I just don't understand.
He said, riding on my tractor, wrangler on my booty. Yes.
And guys, I know it's ridiculous for me to argue this because you wouldn't go, that's a country song, but that's the wrong excuse to take it off the chart. You should just say he's a rapper, and then I'll be mad about that too. But still, hey, do we have any Colt Ford that we can play?
And let's see what this sounds like. Up.
All right. Anyway, that happened. Let me know when it's up. It was it debuted at number 19 on the Hot Country chart.
And you know what? It's pretty funny though.
Yeah, it is. Oh, I think it's hilarious. I love the chart. Who cares about a chart, by the way? Who cares? And it does embrace elements of today's country music. It talks about country things. A lot of the songs now have big beats in it. Tracks. You can be mad about it, but whatever. There you go. I just saw that story and thought I needed to relax. All the old school people are like, that's not country. And you know what? It's kind of not. But...
here's Colt Ford.
Yeah, this is driving. Was it Driving Around song?
Yeah,
yeah. Hey, this okay. Is obviously, they picked one with Jason Aldean in it. That sounds country. Of it's every song they could have grabbed. Yes, this is not. You pick one of the biggest country stars that's singing the hook of this song. This show, I don't even know sometimes. All right, give me the Mr. Rogers clip. We're gonna wrap this up here.
So,
go ahead. Yes, yeah. Amy.
No, nothing. I kind of like that song. Nothing. Just have random thoughts about rapping and country.
Yeah, it's a double standard. Hey, Amy, what's up tonight?
Let's see. Soccer practice is tonight. So that's pretty much it.
Okay, I mean,
that's it. Kids.
I have a wedding to go to, and so I'm gonna go, and I'm taking a date that I've never taken as a date before, so it's the first time. So we'll see how that goes. And Lunchbox and Eddie will be there.
Yeah, can't wait to meet her.
Okay, for those asking why they're so enthused, she's pretty, okay?
Oh, she's not beautiful. Just pretty.
She's very, very pretty.
Yeah.
Okay, we can all relax a little bit.
You're one lucky man, Bobby Bones.
Yeah, pretty with a capital P.
What are you wearing, Lunchbox?
A suit.
You are? Okay, I just need to know what I need to wear.
I was thinking, like, jeans and a coat. Is that not formal enough?
I mean, do think that's fine, too.
Okay.
But I'm going to wear... Here's the rule about dressing. You always, if you're worried, you want to be slightly overdressed than slightly under.
Yep, that's what I'm... I'd be rather be the overdressed instead of being the person that's the worst dressed in the room. Everybody's looking at you like, oh, boy, this guy didn't get the memo.
Yeah.
Sorry, Eddie.
Monday morning, big announcement on the show. Someone has a life-changing announcement. Someone on the show. That's it. Hope you have a great weekend. I think we're going to play ourselves out with our new favorite country song. If you don't mind hitting that a little bit here. Hey!
What's his name again?
Hey! Lil Nas X. Yeah. Hey! Hey! Do you know what I should do next week? This is just me being just such a jerk. I should play it. I should play it on our show a lot so it charts on the country radio
yes,
chart.
Yes, do it.
That's funny, huh?
And then when you do that, what do like labels say? Like, what's their reaction?
Listen, nobody thinks it matters really because it doesn't. It's a chart, right, guys? Except for people who like fight about dumb stuff.
Oh,
people that don't have enough to do in their life are the ones that are worried about this not being on a chart. We got bills to pay. We're not worried about what's on a chart that we never look at. My jam, though. Can't
tell me nothing.
I'm gonna make this. Our new On the Verge artist.
No, don't do that.
Lil Nas X, iHeartRadio, On the Verge.
He becomes huge.
Hey, can I get an interview with him? Hey, can we find this guy and get him as an interview? I think he's my new favorite country artist, Lil Nas X. Morgan, number one, see if you can track down Lil Nas X. I'd like to have him interviewed next week.
Okay, will do.
All right. I'm going all in now.
Uh-oh.
Think we can get him at IR Country Festival to come play a set?
Oh, dude, that'd be great.
Maybe at the CMAs, him and I do something together? All right. That's it.
The Bobby Bones Show.